There's an army that is rising out of dry bones. Global Burden Bearers, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisha. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of the ministry, Pastor Victor Onisha, bring forth God's words.
Lord, the scripture said, while you speak, the spirit enter into me. As I teach your word, this afternoon, preach upon your word. It's a vow, it's a commitment that the glory is yours. While I teach your word, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, set the captive free. Let your word, let it come with fire, let it come with power. Let it come to transform our life. Let it come to correct us. Let it come to edify us. Preach upon your word. Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Take your seat in God's house. Hallelujah. To your left, to your right, shake the hand of somebody. Shake the hand of somebody. With a smile on your face. Hallelujah. I want to sincerely appreciate everyone. The precious ministers and the precious workers. For giving in your best in our 13-year anniversary. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord grant your heart desires. In the mighty name of Jesus. This afternoon I came again as a father. In the course of the anniversary, there were several prophetic words, which I believe in prophecy 100%. At the course of the anniversary, it was lines, it was preset upon preset. It was a great time in God's house. So this afternoon, we're still back on our series on the covenant of wealth. The covenant of wealth. This year, God gave us a word that this year is our year of the rain. And he gave us two perspectives to that reign. Number one, the reign of revival. Number two, the reign of wealth. And on this mountain, you agree with me that there's an outpouring of the Spirit every last Sunday of the month like this. On this mountain, this year, this one year, where we have seen the hand of God, the presence of God like never before in our meetings. So that of revival has been confirmed. And that of wealth, thank God, because God is bringing his word to pass one after the other. Prophecies are coming to pass. A certain testimony that people don't share here, but they come to share with me as the father. Papa, I just stepped into my first million. Papa, my finances just moved to the next level. And that. Hallelujah. So it has been God all through on this mountain. So this afternoon, still on the premises of wealth and prosperity, I really desire God to give us a shift. And in having a shift in life, you must apply every key. And you must apply it consistently to get that shift. This afternoon, by the message of God, I'm going to run with the flight. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse number 18.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day.
Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. We started our series on covenant of wealth. We looked at the purpose of wealth. We went ahead to look at covenant practice. We said covenant practice is the platform for empowerment into the realm of financial abundance and explosion. We said covenant practice It's where God empowers his children on the basis of the covenants. They went ahead to look at things to note about covenant practice. We said number one, God's financial freedom and dominion plan is anchored on covenant practice. We said number two, the covenant is superior to the climate. The reason for all of this recap is to refresh our mind, because today we're going to be wrapping up the issues on covenant practice. I'm going to give us nine of those covenant practice. And anyone that says, from my father's house, we are cursed, you can use the covenant practice and set yourself free. I made up my mind that everyone that stays under my ministration must break record. Yesterday I broke a record in the whole of my father's house. Nobody is a man of God as a graduate. Yesterday I did my convocation from National Open University. Meaning I broke that record, a man of God, and I've convocated, meaning I'm done. So let's go for our masters and PhD. Then we'll be awarded a prof. But do you know what? The good news about the matter is the principle which I applied that took me out. So there's no one in my lineage that's a man of God that went to the four walls of the university. No one. So I broke that record. So somebody's breaking the record after the service. If your amen is louder than your neighbor, receive the prophecy. So we said the covenant is superior to the climate. Nothing can stop the covenant from prevailing. Nothing can stop the covenant from prevailing. We say whenever you see the sun, the covenant must prevail. We said number three, the covenant is as reliable as the covenant of day and night. When it is day, the night cannot stand. And when it is night, the day has to go. That's how the covenant, that's how it works. Then we said number four, obedience is the key for taking delivery of God's package of wealth and abundance. Obedience is the key. Obedience to covenant practice. Obedience to covenant practice. You can be a man of God. You can be connected to Reverend Dr. Mokbai. You can be connected to God's servant E. Adeboye. You can be connected to God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. You can be connected to God's servant Paul Enenche. And if you don't practice the covenant, you just succeeded in keeping poverty for your generation. So obedience is the key to taking delivery of God's package of wealth and prosperity. You wonder that there are people that have been in church for years. They sweep the church, but they are still poor. You wonder that there are people that hold their Bible. They go for prayer meetings always, but they are still poor. Meaning one key cannot replace the other. I tell you the truth, I lie not. On the issue of wealth and prosperity, it anchors on covenant practice. That is how God has designed it. If you are here, say amen. Now we said number five, wealth and prosperity answers to covenant practice. It only answers to covenant practice. Wealth and prosperity, it only answers to covenant practice. It doesn't answer to prayer. It doesn't answer to fasting. It doesn't answer to your cry and all of that. It only answers to covenant what? Practice. We said number six, no one can stop a covenant man from arriving at the peak in life. No one can stop a covenant practitioner from arriving at the peak in life. If all the parts of your father's house, if they like, they should come and gather and say, Moses is not going anywhere. How Moses will tell the parts of his father's house that you are too small is his covenant practice. If he does it consistently and from the depth of his heart, he will break out. My life is a testimony. Say amen. See, one of my auntie came to town. You know, when God begins to help you, there are people that if they come to town, they must call you. So she called me, Pastor, do you know I'm in town? But these were people that last 7 years, if they entered town, we are not aware. Say, Pastor, please, can I have the privilege to meet with you in the family house? I said, why not? Auntie, I'm already there. The kind of honor that she gave to me, said, Pastor, I've been following you, sir. Your teachings are mind-blowing, sir. Now hear this. There are people that knock you when you were small. A time comes in their life where it is an honor when you are praying for them that goes on their knees. That will be your story shortly after now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have you seen a family meeting where The last born might be in his 20s. Then we have the first born. He's 45. He's 50. Then he begins to talk and begins to raise his voice. Then, after he finishes saying all that he wants to say, then I say, please, make somebody talk. And that somebody must be you shortly after now. We're in the family meeting where one of the, they call him Okla, he was talking too much. So, one of the elders said, ah, you don't talk too much now, wait, now make somebody talk. You know someone that they were talking? That guy was naira loaded. So when he was talking, I said, hey! Because as soon as he finished talking, he dropped money on the table. That will be your story shortly after now. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's a good way to do evangelism. Let me just whet your appetite a little. They said they don't want to serve God. This is the best way to make them to serve God. You call for a family meeting, and when you arrive with three other cars. Meaning you want to sow a seed to anyone that will give his life to Christ. Then you talk and talk and say, okay, I want to lead you to Christ. Then they are feeling adamant and say, Christ, we don't hear Jesus too much. So God asked me to give two cars to two persons that will give their life to him. Yeah, please lead us to Christ. Do you understand? There's a better way to do evangelism. Your younger brother calls you and says, uncle, I need school fees. And he doesn't want to serve God. You tell him, okay, come and collect school fees. Come to Abuja, come and collect school fees. He said, no, uncle, send it to my account. He said, no, they don't send this kind of things into account. Please come. And when he comes, you tell him about Jesus. He said, see, I want to give you the Jesus that blessed me like this. I want the same Jesus too to bless you. So before I give you a school fees, you have to surrender to the Lordship of Christ. If that guy needs that school fees, he must surrender. Then you tell him that to take it further, every month I'll be sending some things into your account, but you need to be a fervent, born-in believer. Oh God. The guy will say, if it's how life is easy, then why, what am I doing with the devil? When you go and your shoe is as well to God, then you are saying Jesus loves you. I pray for everyone who will break the record of poverty in our Father's house. I say you are coming out of poverty in your Father's house. In the mighty name of Jesus. So went ahead, we looked at the list of covenant practice every believer should engage in to enter her wealthy place. List of covenant practice every believer should engage in to enter into her wealthy place. Number one on our list is tithing. To summarize the issues of tithing, tithing is the foundation for wealth and prosperity. The foundation. Tithing is the foundation for wealth and prosperity. If you don't tithe, you are not being enlisted for wealth and prosperity. What is tithe? 10% of all your income. For those of us that did not attend the service, get the audio message from the media team. It's free. It's free. That's my gift to my generation. It is free. Get the message after the service from the media team. You just go there, media team, please give me everything that Papa has preached on wealth and prosperity. I need it. If there's any message you need, it's this one. I know you collected prayer series, but please go and collect the series on wealth and what? And prosperity. So, tithing is the foundation for wealth and prosperity. Now, next to that, which God has asked me to buttress on today, is prophet offering. Galatians chapter 6, everyone. Galatians 6, verse number 6. Let's move with the speed of light now. Galatians 6, verse number 6.
Galatians 6, verse number 6.
Yes.
Let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support.
Take that verse again, NIV. Yes.
Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things.
Now the Bible said in King James, it said, let him that taught in the word communicate unto him that teach in all good things. In other words, the man of God which God is using to bless your life, to teach you, you will need to communicate, you will need to sow into the life of the man of God. Now look at NIV. It said, anyone who received instruction in the word must share all good things with the what? With his instructor. It is scriptural. It is biblical. the man that God is using to train you, to build you, it is good you share in all good things. No wonder people like God's servant Paul Elenche will go to see God's servant Bishop Bim Nerepo, and they will give him a gift of trillions. Trillions. Meaning we have million, we have billion, we have what? That's the understanding. You wonder why, now, Reverend Lubesi came for the meeting. He said he sent recharge card for the whole of the month to his spiritual father. Now somebody called him and told him, your recharge card for the whole of this year, right? I will handle it. Before he recovered from that, somebody called him from Abuja and said, please, I want you to come over, and told him to choose the car he wants. It works. It works. Tell your neighbor, it works. Hallelujah. Now look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2.
Yes.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? Right. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Look at verse number 2. It said, honor thy father and thy mother, for this is the first commandment with what? With promise. Remember verse 1, he said, obey your parents in the Lord. Meaning we have parents in what? In the Lord. Meaning, this talks about your spiritual parents. I have a spiritual father. I am obligated to his welfare. When I go to see God's servant, I sow into his life. I sow into his family. In fact, the children, those ones that have gone with me to Papa's place, you see the children, anytime they see us, they rush to us. But they are other sons. Why are they not going to them? But if they see me and my wife, there's something from us that goes to them. You know, children are very funny. They only go to the people that will help their ministry. But those that when they come, they say, then there are others that will remove something and say, how are you doing? Your gun is looking fine. Take. They will always go around that person. It's a message. If children are not coming around you, meaning nothing is moving from you to them. So we have parents what? In the Lord. So hear this. It is your duty to sow into the life of your spiritual parent. It's your duty to sow into the life of your pastor. As a matter of fact, men of God, they don't come to me and go like that. I must sow something into their life. If you are here, say amen. I say, if you are here, say amen. Now, it's just to buttress on what I've said about your prophet offering in our previous class. It's just to lay a little emphasis on that. We said, your prophet refers to your man of God. Everybody should have his man of God. My man of God, the man of God that speaks over my life is by the name Evanisoni Okafor. My spiritual mother in the faith is by the name Evanifaith Okafor. Those are my spiritual parents. There's nothing you can do about that. While I was nobody, they were the ones that found me. Or else I could have been a cultist today. I could have been dead long time ago. Those were the people that I came in contact with them. And the next thing, I gave my life to Christ genuinely, not going to church. So they are my spiritual parents. I don't joke with them. So I'm obligated to obey them in the Lord. I'm obligated to honor them. In honoring them means I should share in the good things of life. I should sow into their life financially and materially. If you're here, say amen. We said, prophet offering is an offering you give to the man God has placed over your life and destiny. It's an offering you give to a man that God has placed over your life and over your destiny. Can I talk to somebody here this afternoon? It is lack of covenant sense for you to want to extort money from your spiritual parent. As a matter of fact, while I supplied sharp sand and gravel those days, Papa called me on a certain day. His house was flooded. He said, bring 3 thieves of sand for me. When I brought it there, I've already said it in my heart that my father cannot ask me for something and I will collect money. So when I brought the sand, I heap it. I just told them, just go and drop it in Suso, please. And they went and dropped it. So he called me and said, Victor, I saw the sharp sand. I was giving them money. They said, no, pastor said we should not collect any money. I said, yes, sir, because anything from me to you is free. is covenant. Covenant sense. You need covenant sense. The other time I preached in divinity, God's servant, the envelope was huge, massive. He called me and said, "Ah, my son, this is your honorarium." I went on my knees and said, "Sir, I want to live long, sir." So, sir, what I need is the blessing, not the envelope, sir. If you are concerned about envelope, you will not go far. I knelt down. The prayer that he prayed for me, he said, "Victor, you are going round the globe." I said, "Yes, this is what I need." But there are others that after they are preaching, what is it for the boys? No. You need covenant sex. Covenant sex. No wonder you see fathers of faith, those that are just coming up. Now, one man of God was saying, Polinenche, all this, I know Polinenche those days in school. It's not that you know him. Mm-mm. You don't know the principle that man has applied, that carried him to where he is today in life. Just connected to Bishop. There are people that were there before he came. So what took him up? Is covenant what? Covenant sense. Have you seen the way God's servant received E. Adeboye from the plane? You see God's servant Polinenche will kneel down. You say, "Are you not a revivalist with all the anointing that people are standing? Why will he be kneeling down to receive God's servant E. Adeboye?" He knows that that's his grandfather in the faith. So behave yourself. You need covenant sense to go far. God's servant E. Adeboye's wife, she didn't know when she came to Glory Dome. She heard the mic and said, "This one is a son indeed." So the kind of massive seat, then she just remembered that camera are picking her, so she just restyled it in. There are people that must go far by their seed. I told myself, all my spiritual brothers, you must be behind me. In life, you can choose either to be at the front or to be at the back. Me, I've decided to be at the front. There's nothing that my spiritual father does that he doesn't tell me. Yesterday, I called him and said, "Papa, how's the crusade?" He said, "Ah, the kind of things he started telling me. I said, "Is Mama there?" He said, "Mama is, oh, me and Mama, the discussion went to another level. The one that Papa did not say, Mama took it to another level." That's how to relate. Is somebody getting it? If you want to run into destiny yourself, you might just run for 1%. And that's where you remain. Look at your other brothers now. Those ones that are very serious about life. I said, we'll make it. It's not by power. It's not by mind. It is by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. Tell your neighbor it's by the Spirit. Is God helping us this afternoon? Things to note. Number one, we said, your prosperity is tied to your prophet. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, we say your prosperity is tied to your prophet. Yes. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20.
2 Chronicles 20, verse 20.
Yes.
"And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.'"
Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. Now, how to believe in the prophet of God is, you come to a point where you settle it in your heart that this is the man of God which God has placed over my life. Hear this, we have men of God all over the country, all over the globe. But there's a man that God has sent into your life. So you must believe in him. It must be settled in your heart. Number two, you must make sure that he knows that you believe in him. And number three, you sow into his life. Hear me and hear me well. Your prosperity is tied to your prophet. This is the wisdom. Make sure your prophet is always happy with you. You need to write it down. Make sure your prophet is always happy with you. I have discovered that, oh God, where is Ochet Tony? Where is Joy Manuel? Okay, now, I was supposed to relocate from my former house in the month of December. The person that was occupying the present house, which I was, delayed us, so we could not move. In January again, he said he has a contract in Lagos. He delayed us, we did not move. In February, the last day in February, he was still playing us around. We have gone to pay the rentage to our new landlady. So, That very day that we're supposed to move, this guy told my wife and said they must pay agent fee. Okay, Gloria Onna was around. So, and Deborah, they were washing and all of that. So this guy said, we must pay agent fee. I was already angry right from December. He didn't know that I was angry. But I was just saying, no, let me just behave, man of God. You are packing out of a house. You are asking up for agent fee. Also, pack and go. This guy said something. He said he's going to delay us. That he's going to delay the packing till around 4. He said it. I was very angry. See, don't make a man of God to be angry. That's the point I want to make. Now, when he said he's going to delay us, that word, the thing entered my head and entered my second head. See, I said, no. He said he's going to delay us. So he started delaying us. Until we came to Pent. See, 8 a.m. Delayed till 2. Then he said he's still going to delay us. Then he came and parked his car in front of my wife pharmacy. And was asking that, okay, he has reduced the agency. I told my wife, if you give this guy anything, we'll have problem. So I just got angry because God's man is supposed to pray for the house this whole time. And we're supposed to pack. I told myself, first match will not meet me here in this old house. It must meet me in the new house. So when the guy says he's going to delay us, I said, Lord, for delaying me, I decree that his car will spoil close to Lafayette. It will spoil in a place where he will not get mechanic. He has to transport to the main town. And when he gets to the main town, he will not get a good mechanic. The one that will come will be a quack one. Lord, delay him for 3 days. I was angry. And when I'm angry, Ocha was begging me. Ocha Tony in council, he was begging me. I said, you don't know what this guy have did. I was supposed to pack to a new house in January, meaning ending of December. I was supposed to move to a new house. This guy delayed me. Delayed me in January 1st. Delayed me in. Then today that he needed to pack. Those few things in the parlor, he said, no, Ocha should get out. That until he leaves. I said, God, delay this guy. My wife will tell you the balance. The prayer I prayed, God answered exactly. When I reached that in a bush, the car stopped. They went and carried a quack mechanic and came. They could not rectify it. They slept on the road that day. The next day again, they went to Abuja to go and get mechanic. They were chasing the fort. They still slept on the road. 3 days in Lafayette. When a man of God is angry, that time is to kneel down and beg. Take your seat in God's house. Call my father angry against one of his spiritual sons. And me, I'm a spiritual son. And me, I'm close to my father. Do you know what I did? I and Ben Sam, we will lie down, we're begging him. We heard our father's leg. We said, Papa, please don't kill him. Don't kill him. He said, why would this person do this kind of thing? I said, Papa, please. Papa, for our sake, forgive him, for he doesn't know what he said. No, he knows what he's doing. Now, this was the have anointing in making our pastor in our church angry, our spiritual father angry, making men of God angry. I want to beg you today. The Bible said, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. You do him harm and he's angry. If he says anything, you follow him. Now, talk more of you made him to be happy. And he's just slapping like this and just said, my son, and pour oil on your head. That's been the mystery behind me and my wife's life. Prophetic blessing. Anything that will make God someone to be angry, we will never do it. Never. I could have been in Naka with them. But he said, you just finish your anniversary. Go and rest. Go and rest. I said, Papa, I woke up. He said, rest. Please be close to your spiritual parents. Be very close. And when you are close, be careful. Make sure you receive the blessing. The blessing. Tell your neighbor, the blessing is what I need. Tell your neighbor, the blessing is what I need. Now hear this. In our spiritual genealogy, there's a kingdom mindset that flows in us. Now, the other day, you saw God's servant, our father. He was in New York. He was eating on Reverend Dr. Monkby's table. His dining table. You don't understand. There are sons and there are sons. There are some persons that say, I am their spiritual father. But I can never eat on, they can never eat on my dining table with me. But there are others. They can even enter my bedroom for us to talk. Because of what?
the closeness.
Papa wanted to say something to me one of the days. He held my hand and said, come, let's enter. We entered his bedroom. And he said, this thing, let the air not pack it. And he spoke to me one-on-one. Closeness, relationship. God bless you. This is how to rise in life. See, not many of us, we believe in our connection. Ask your elder brother, ask your elder sister, where are they today? Is this covenant sense that takes us to the place called destiny? Bishop David will call it sweatless triumph. Sweat is not coming out, but you are succeeding. You're sitting in God's house. If you are here, say amen. So your prosperity is tied to what? To your prophet. Now, number two thing to note. There's a reward in sowing into the life of your prophet. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Matthew chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Matthew 10, 41 to 42.
Verse 41 to 42. He that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
Stop there. He that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet reward. A prophet reward. Note this. Whenever you sow into the life and family of your prophet, you receive a prophet reward. Anytime you sow into the life of your prophet, you receive a prophet reward. Things to note, number three. Your prophet serve as God's bridge to your next level in life. Your prophet serve as God's bridge to your next level in life. Financially, materially, all round. Hosea chapter 12, verse number 13. Hosea 12, verse number 13. Your prophet serve as God's bridge to your next level in life. Financially, materially, all round. Hosea 12, verse 13.
Verse 13.
Yes.
And by prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by prophet was he preserved.
So by prophet God brought Israel out of Egypt. Egypt talks about slavery. There are many of us that our family have been enslaved. There are many of us that nobody has gone anywhere in life. Everybody's on one spot. It takes a prophet to move you out. Children of Israel, they were suffering in Egypt. God had to send Moses. He said, take them to the promised land. It was Moses that God used in taking them to the promised land. I didn't meet God's servant and I did not submit to him, you could have not known me today. What made you to know me? What made me to be where I am today in life? Because of my connection to God's servant. So your prophet serve as God's bridge to your next level in life. Now this is how to do it. You discover that your finances have issues. You can gather a seed, put it in an envelope, and go to your prophet and say, sir, I've been on this level for too long. I came with this seed, shift me to my next level. I've been in ministry, I've been on this point for too long. Sir, this seed, I'm sowing this seed for you to shift me to my next level. Sir, I want to get married early. This seed is for early settlement. This is how we do it. I remembered, I went with the seed. I told Gospel, I said, Papa, I want to marry at the age of 23, sir. And I came when I was 20. Sir, this seed is for early settlement, sir. I said, Victor, you are a young man with so much zeal. I said, sir, you taught us, sir. Prayed for me. I said, may the Lord answer your prayer. When I go to the place of prayer, do you know what I tell God? Lord, I've released a seed for my early settlement. Lord, remember my seed. Remember, the Bible said, bring forth your strong reason, your strong, Lord, remember my seed. I have sown a seed for early settlement, so I cannot settle late. 23, I must get married. When it was 23, the prayer was answered. This is how to do it. Today, I want to be practical so that you know the things we do, so that you not say, we don't know how he's succeeding. This is how I'm succeeding. The other time I went with the seed, sir, I need a car. Sow the seed. No, before that, I went to God's servant and I said, sir, I don't want delay in childbearing. Because God knows that I don't have the strength to bear delay. No, the spirit of delay, I don't have that grace for it. I sowed the seed. He said, if I am fruitful, then I give to mama. Do you know what mama said? Mama said, I have children. If I want to produce 20, the thing is here. But we decided that there's a number that we want. So Victor, you are fruitful. That's it. There's some seed that you should sow ahead of time. So when you reach that time, all the devils that are already there, the seed have cleared them off. the prayer, the prophetic prayer, have cleared them off. This is how to move to your next level. If you are here, say amen. My friend Evans Dennis that came for our family meeting, he was the first graduate in their line. First graduate. He got admission to BSU and he was going to collect admission later. A white wind came and moved him into the gutter. His head went and hit there. He was unconscious. They rushed him. Somebody saw him that knew God's servant. They carried him like that. He was, you know how somebody is already in coma. They brought him to God's servant. God's servant held him, prayed for him. He came back to life. He stayed in God's servant's house for 2 months. He said, don't go and process your admission until we process things in the spirit. After we finished processing things in the spirit, we sent him. He went and received it. Today, he is already done with his masters. He's a lecturer in BSU. If you don't know it, you don't know it. So there are people that are fighting endless battle. Oh God, hear this. When David went after the bear, went after the lion, he received the sheep from the mouth of the lion, right? As soon as he received the sheep out of the mouth of the lion did not go after the sheep again. He went after what? After David. Say, you that collected the sheep from my mouth, let me hear this. This is the issues with our spiritual parents. As soon as God used them to deliver you from the mouth of the lion will go after them. You see how I don't play with my prayer altar? After we finish impartation, finish deliverance, finish casting all of the demons are coming to look for us. That is why you should hide your head under somebody else's grace. If you are here, say amen. If you are here, say amen. This is the more reason why we need to sow into the life of our spiritual parents. Because the lion that is going after us, by the time God used them to receive us from their mouth, the lion begins to go after them. So that man that's laboring for you, value him. Value him. If you are here, say amen. Now hear this. Note this. What the umbilical cord is to a baby is what a prophet or your spiritual parent is to you. If you disconnect from them, you begin to fail or even die prematurely. What the umbilical cord is to a baby is what your spiritual parent is to you, or is what your prophet is to you. You disconnect from them, you begin to fail. I have seen this in this ministry. That people disconnect from the ministry and begins to fail. Hear this. Every Sunday when you come like this and the word of God is coming like this, the word of God is filing your life. The word of God is arranging your life. So stay in the way and say, I disconnect myself from body mirrors. I disconnect myself from Pastor Victor Nuche. You have just written an application letter to faith. Is someone getting what God? Now, there's one of our guys those days in tent, who was in tent. The other day, somebody was telling me that he quit his job and he was with me. You will not quit that job. His life is scattered. Lives his life anyhow. There's even one that the sister was telling my wife. He said, when this person was with you people, this person was serving God passionately. But right now, the person has disconnected himself. Now he moves with area boys. He doesn't know the direction of his life. Kuda, he was with me. You can't move with area boys. There are things I will never do because I'm undercover. My father will call me to order. There are things that my spiritual father told me that he wants me to achieve this year. He said, December should not arrive without you having this thing. Now, can I say this to us? You can go and submit under a man, then look for time and go and meet the person again and say, sir, please be strict with me. Use your chisel and your hammer. Because there are many times that it's not everybody I will use chisel and hammer. There are others. It is well with you. Why others that are wise? Sir, use your chisel and hammer. There's one person that comes and meets me and says, sir, I am stubborn. My stubbornness is raised to the power of 100. We inherited stubbornness. Sir, please use your hammer on me so that I can become better. I told my spiritual father on a certain day, I said, sir, we are very stubborn. Please use your hammer and your chisel. He said, do you want my hammer? I said, sir, that's the one I want. So there are times that God's servant will use his hammer and hit me. Is it not me that asks for hammer? Why others if you just say, hey? No wonder we are succeeding because they are using hammer on us. You can't fail. Who gave that to you? I want to plead with us. It is wisdom. It is what? I've already applied that. I want to go and see Reverend Dr. Mark Bai. He said, no problem. He said, get your seed ready. We'll go. It's not everybody that he carries there. Me, I've already applied. I want to go and see my grandfather in the faith. The way you sat on that dining table, me too, I want to sit. I want to. Do I say amen? Now note this. If the umbilical cord between a mother and a baby, if it cuts, the baby must die. So if your seed is the umbilical cord to your spiritual parent, please engage your seed every month. No matter how little it is, even though it's 100 naira, 200 naira, 1,000, 10,000, as your left seed, all fingers are not equal, right? Do it at your level. The handkerchief I'm using, one of my daughter bought it. And I told God, Lord, as long as I'm using this to clean my face, this lady, you have speed on your journey to destiny. One of my son bought shoes for me. And he knelt down and he said, sir, please, give me a shift in business. I want to use 6 tires to do the next supply. I didn't know when the prophetic prayer came out of my mouth. If I'm called of God, 6 tires confirmed. 6 tires confirmed. The very day he was loading 6 tires, he called me. Said, daddy, the 6 tires already here. We are loading it. Your seed is your umbilical cord between you and your what? Your spiritual parents. Number 4, things to note. Your prophet offering connects you to the unction that's upon the life of your prophet. It connects you to the unction that's on the life of your prophet. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 41. Matthew 10, 41. Yes.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 41.
Yes.
He that receiveth the prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
So your prophet offering, it connects you to the unction that's upon the life of a prophet. Now hear this. Every prophet or every man of God you see, there's a grace at work in their life. Now, I went to sow into the life of God's servant, Reverend Luke Benson. And this was the prayer I prayed before I sow into his life. Lord, the kind of favor you gave to this man in ministry, a thief man from Benin State, from a very local village, you have taken him around several countries and things like that. Lord, this favor, I need it. So I went and sow. That's how to do it. As men of God, we have various graces. So when I see the grace I want, I sow into it. If you are here, say amen. Several years ago, I sowed into the life of a minister of the gospel. I loved the way him and his wife, they were doing things. Those guys, they truly love themselves. You could see this man, a minister of the gospel. I was working with him. He was our lantern manager. Now sometime, he, after service, those times, we'll come from Lagos, from Abuja. Then we'll go into service. From service, we'll go home. So sometime, we'll tell his wife, come and drive for me, I beg. We'll give key. The wife will be driving. He says, speed, I'm in the car. Nobody will die. The atmosphere was, I love the atmosphere I saw. So I sowed the seed into his life. I said, sir, please, I want to sow into your life. I like what I see. So if you see a marriage that you desire, you what? You sow into it. So hear this, never forget it. Your prophet offering connects you to the unction that's been on the life of your prophet. If you say, I am your spiritual father, there's a grace that flows in my life. There's an anointing that anywhere we go with God's presence. We go with God's favor. There's no meeting that we go and will not see the presence of God. We don't push people, but the Holy Ghost comes on people. If I go to a place, people must get understanding of God's word. My teachings are very simple and very basic that you can understand and relate with. If I come to a place and I pray for the sick, God will heal the sick. So if you are under me, this grace should work in your life. How to do it? Wisdom. Carry a seed. So you move to your next level. That's how to do it. If you are here, say amen. And that takes us to covenant principle number 3. Somebody say number 3. Number 3, covenant principle every believer should engage in to enter into her wealthy place. Number 3, Give to your biological parents. Give to your biological parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 2 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 2 to 3.
Teach us to number our days.
Teach us to live in your ways. Oh, Father, help us to live in your ways. Oh, teach us to number.
Teach us to live in your ways.
Teach us to live in your ways.
Oh, Father, help us to live in your ways.
Everyone, I want you to pay attention to this with an anointing on it. There are many of us that we disregard our parents. We feel that they are old school. There's some of us that there's a way your father speaks the English. You say, Baba, you don't shoot. Calm down. Mama, don't be hard in the talk with this. I want to show us the blessing that's attached in giving to your biological parents. Ephesians 6 verse 2 to 3. Yes.
Ephesians 6 verse 2 to 3. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Honor thy father and thy mother, for this is the first commandment with promise. So what is the first commandment? To what? Honor thy father and thy what? Thy mother. We're looking at giving to your biological parent. Write this down. Giving to your biological parent talks of releasing materials, money, foodstuffs to your biological parent. Releasing of materials. Sister, if you go to the market, there are different prices of wrappers. So buy the one your hand can lay hands on. Brother, buy the one your hand can lay hand on. Mommy could not buy some certain material because of you are in school. Now how to honor your father and mother is you get materials for them. You buy foodstuffs. God has blessed you. Buy bags of rice. God has blessed you. Buy bags of beans. God has blessed you. Buy detergent. Buy the pack in cartons. Sir, I am just starting up life. I'm still coming up. Then hear this. You can go to the market with 5,000 naira and do window shopping. You buy salt, just 3. Buy spaghetti. Pastor, how do you know it? I started doing it before I got married. Then buy some pack of Maggi and fix it and you bring it home. So by the time you bring different, you have solved several needs. Give to your biological parents. And let's go. Things to note. Number one. It is your duty as a child to minister to your parents on a monthly basis. It's your duty as a child to minister to your parents on a monthly basis. Or once in 3 months. Or during December. Or during their birthday. It is wisdom to do it monthly. But I don't have the resources. Then you can do it once in 3 months. Pastor, I have not come to that level. Then you look forward for their birthday. Today is mommy's birthday. You can begin to save for her birthday. On her birthday, then you buy her glass heels. Then you buy her Hollandis. You buy her George. We know these things now because we have been doing it. I told my wife that there's a birthday we are trusting God for, that we're going to buy my mom her private car. Have it at the back of it so that God can bless you. You can decide to in December, meaning when it is Christmas time. Hear this. Everyone start saving for Christmas time. When it's Christmas time, at least half bag of rice should be going to the house. Who bought it? Then they call your name. Not that, how we just do? Do you know? No. Tell your neighbor it is time to change your approach. Tell your neighbor it's time to change your approach. This is note number two. Your material and financial releases is a proof of your love and honor for your biological parents. Your material and financial releases is a proof of your love and honor for your biological parents. How do I know that you truly love your biological parents? Is in your material and financial releases. Constantly make sure you get something for your parents. It's a proof that you love them. Don't be telling your parents that I'm going to build you an estate. I'm going to buy you Prado chip. And you went for a journey. You didn't even buy common bread and brought to the house. There are things you do now that your mom will look at you and say, as you're doing it like this, that Prado you say you are going to buy, I know you are going to buy it. No wonder the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will know what? He will not depart. Start now. You cannot give your parents 100 naira, 1,000. Even when you have 1 million. Have you seen people that have money and their mother is still in the village, still fetching firewood? They didn't start early. So their hearts were locked towards that. My mother is a witch. Even though your mother is a witch, hear this. Principle is superior to principality. When you pray on the money, pray on the matter. This is the woman that gave birth to you. I don't know how she became a witch overnight. But if she's a witch, still sow into the life of the witch after you have prayed on the material. If you're here, say amen. Many of you will be surprised. By the time you do what I'm asking you to do, there's a prayer that my mom used to pray for me and my wife. She will just go outside and fetch sand and put in my hand and put. I said, you should count it. I said, mommy, you have started again. Say, count it, pastor. Say, you know we can't count it. Say, that's how you'll not be able to count your money. That's a prophetic prayer. She will carry water and put in her hand and said, as people cannot do without water, that's how they'll not be able to do without. They might not go to the four walls of the school, but they have a prophetic blessing for you. The woman that held you in her womb for 9 months, those of us that are mothers, where is Minister Ruth? Okay. If you ask her, she knows what she went through in the lower room. If you ask my wife, they know what they went through. No, many of us are still young, see. There's something that happens when you hold a child for 9 months in your womb. Your life and destiny, it cannot remain the same. Have you seen a pregnant woman before? She walks to a point and she put her hand like this. Then the same person that carried you in her womb for 9 months, you are not being able to buy anything for her. You say, nah, God has not blessed us the way we want. No. It's wickedness. Hear me and hear me well. Everyone, get set to minister to your parents on their birthday. Get set to minister to them in December. Buy things. Take it to mom. And mama will look at and start crying. I carried my mom to the bank one of the days. So when we were going to the bank, I stopped. Then I bought something for her. You know what she said? She just sipped it and then started crying. I said, see, it's not time to cry. It's time to enjoy. What are you crying for? How did they cry with this? But there was something that she said. He said, so God has blessed my son to a level that he will carry me inside his car and bought this kind of tea for me to drink. He said, Kai, Pastor, God will bless you. You will not fail in life. The prayer continued. Do you know what I was saying? Amen. Say more. Amen. Amen. That kind of prayer, don't allow, once they are happy, let them continue blessing you. Don't say, mama, it's enough. No, it's not enough. Release it the more. She said something. She said, any witch that sets her or his eye or her eye on you, may the Lord blind that eye. May the earth the way she concord the prayer, I was just saying, amen, amen, amen. And hear this, God honors it. God honors it. Things to note. Number three. Giving to your parent is obeying divine instruction. Is obeying divine instruction. If you look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 2, the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Look at verse number 3 now. He said that it may be well with you. That honor, it was God that was speaking. He said, if you honor them, it will be well with you. So, sowing into the life of your biological parent is obeying divine instruction. Now, number 4. Things to note, number 4. Giving to your biological parent is appreciating the gate of entrance into the world. Appreciating the gate of entrance into the world. Somebody might be in the crowd and say, sir, I don't have a biological father. I don't have a biological mother. Hear this. Then go and meet somebody that you see as a father figure. I love this man. I love the wife. Go and submit yourself and say, sir, I don't have father. I don't have mother. But from today, I want to adopt you as my father, as my mother. So what you will do to your biological parent, the same you should do to them. Does that answer the question? There's a person that met me and said, sir, I don't have father, I don't have mother. You are my spiritual father. You are my mama is my spiritual mother. So today, I want people to become my biological and spiritual parents. If you are here, say amen. So giving to your parent is appreciating your gate of entrance into the world. If not that your father and your mother met together and God orchestrated it, then you will not be on the face of the earth. If you are here, say amen. Number 5, things to note. Giving to your parent guarantees the blessings of God in your life. It guarantees the blessings of God in your life. Note this. Anytime you give to your parents, make demand for their blessing. Don't just give and go like that. Anytime you give to them, kneel down, make demand for their blessing. Remember what Esau said, is there not yet another blessing? He knew the value of the blessing. But Jacob have used corny way and has received it. So he was asking the father, is there not yet another blessing? The father still blessed him, still prayed for him. No wonder when Jacob and Esau, when they met, Jacob was already rich. Esau was also already what? Meaning the blessing can answer to anybody. If you are here, say amen. And somebody might be in the crowd, sir, I have issues with my father. I have issues with my mother. And if it's a sensitive issue, you need to meet me for counsel. And I'm going to help you so that you can rectify that. Because there's a blessing that's attached to your biological parents. And that blessing, you need it. If you're here, say amen. Now, I have an assignment for everyone. It's my assignment to you. It's my instruction to you. This month, as we enter into next month, April, everyone get a gift for your parent, even though it is handkerchief. Write it down so that you don't forget. Everyone in this class, in this service, get a gift for your biological parent, even though it is handkerchief. Ladies, there are all kinds of material. Mommies, there are all kinds of material. Buy the one that your hand can afford. One of the ways to start is after hearing a word like this, you start immediately. Then you put it on your timetable. Now, this person has been privileged to enter my bedroom. You see my mom's birthday. You see my spiritual mom's birthday. Because my spiritual father's birthday is here. So I and my wife, we had to write that of my mom. My dad is late. So we just have my biological mom, then my spiritual mom. So we wrote their date. And then their date fell in February, the two of them. So as we're finishing with this, we're going for the next. The wife and papa's own is 25th December. That's the reason why we don't travel, because we must be in our Father's birthday. If you are here, say amen. Now we're going to look at covenant practice number 4. Is God helping us now? Covenant practice number 4. Number 4 is what I call love and worship offering. Love and worship offering. Deuteronomy 16, verse number 16 to verse number 17. We love your knowledge. We love your presence. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your wisdom. We love your knowledge. What is your fragrance?
What is your fragrance?
What are you saying now? Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 to 17.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 to 17.
Yes.
3 times in a year shall all thy maids appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
Is that your Bible? Thou shalt not appear before the Lord empty. In other words, when you are going to God's house, go with an offering. Go with an offering. Don't ever forget it in your life. Anytime you are coming to the house of God, get an offering in your pocket. Get an offering. Don't appear before God empty. Look at verse number 17. Yet.
Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee.
Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord. Meaning, this man is on millions. Me, I'm just handling some thousands. Meaning, you that's a millionaire, give according to your millions. Me, that with my thousands, I give according to my thousands. Me, I'm holding my 100, I give according to my 100. In other words, if I'm a millionaire and I look at every other person's offering, I reduce it and say, I will give 20 naira. Meaning you have insulted God. Every man shall give as he is able. I am a salary earner. I'm receiving 100,000. I'm receiving 200,000, 500,000. And this other guy, oh, I just finished my secondary school. I'm teaching in a primary school. My salary is 10,000 naira. Give according to your salary. So 10,000 naira, you can decide and say my offering every Sunday is 100 naira. A millionaire, you can decide my offering every Sunday is 100 is 10,000, 20,000 every Sunday. Have you seen God's servant? Well, an angel, when he lifts his offering up, some people said that he doesn't give cash, that he writes check. Because if he carries cash to put in it, the envelope cannot contain it. Now, what is the wisdom behind what they do? Don't appear before God empty. Then every man shall give. Every man shall give. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of God. Meaning there are some offering you give to God, you insulted God. I don't know how you understand. Meaning you told God, waka. You insulted God. Now let's go deeper now. Because there are many of us that you are with 500 naira. Then you stop. You stop outside there. Then you say, please, give me a sweet. Give me a sweet. 100 naira. Change it, change it, change it. Have you seen people like that? Have you seen churches that when they are doing offering, when they pass with the first offering, then they call the usher and say, usher, take, change it, change it. It's very simple. They don't understand why they are giving. Now, can I show us the revelation now? So that when you are giving, you know why you are giving. That's why some persons, God cannot bless them. They don't know why they are doing what they are doing. Oh God, those days when we're coming up, when we're just going to church, don't ever do it in your lifetime. Say amen. I've already asked God for mercy a long time. I and my friend, we're going for a meeting. We're not born again. We're just churchgoers. Then the guy said, you got free. I said, no. Over 15 naira I hold here. The guy tore it into two. I said, well, hold this one, man, hold this one. When it was time for offering, it was a church that you have to dance and go front. You need to see how many of him we faced ourselves. We went back. My God, have mercy. And the money we tore it. Do you know what he said? He said the ushers will join it later. The Lord have mercy. Those are our accountant that counts money in our churches and in the ministry. Now, there are some money that even when you give bike man, the bike man will look at you and say, see, I'm not well let you. I will do something to you. Then, we say, no, even God understand. No, when you see some person, when they squeeze their hand, ushers bring the basket quick now. Then their hand goes inside. Meaning what they are putting, even them too, they are not proud of it. Went for a meeting and the man of God said, everybody, lift up your offerings to heaven. Please don't squeeze it. Oh God. Sometimes they put their hand in their pocket because how will you lift up 10 naira, 20 naira up? When you see some people that are lifting up 10,000, 15,000, or 1,000 naira notes, then this guy that's holding his 20. So that my boss. Hallelujah. So what is love or worship offering? We said love or worship offering is the offering you bring before the Lord in appreciation for His goodness and mercy upon your life. Your love offering or your worship offering is the offering you bring before the Lord to appreciate His goodness and mercy upon your life. God has been good to me. So I'm going to His house. I don't need to go empty. So what I'm giving to God is, Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. If you are here, say amen. Note this. You give your offering according to the blessings of God that's upon your life. You give your offering according to the blessings of God upon your life. Note this. Your offering is also given to God willingly from your heart in appreciation. It is given to God willingly from your heart in appreciation to Him. Willingly to God in appreciation to Him. Now, things to note about love offering. Number one. Things to note about love offering. Number one, releasing your offering is saying, thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Anytime you release your offering, what are you saying? You are saying, thank you, Lord, for the gift of life, for provision, good health, and preservation. Releasing your offering is saying, thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. There are people that are in the hospital right now on oxygen. Oh, God. Now, I don't know the current price of fixing oxygen on people, but on a daily basis, it is increasing. From one private, if it's government hospital, there's mercy there. If it's a private hospital, there's no mercy. Then you are breathing freely. Even sometimes you say, I'm breathing too much. Why others? It's a problem. For His provision. Here it is, that people that are in Abuja, they are sleeping inside the bus. Where are you? I'm in Abuja. Inside the bus. But you. There are people that are sleeping in Lagos under the bridge. No auntie, no uncle, no. See, we need to thank God. So anytime you are coming to God's house, you are thanking God for helping you. That at this your age, I see you. You don't understand. God is faithful. Somebody wave your hands and say, Lord, you have been faithful.
So good. With every breath that I am made for, an hour sing of the goodness of God. Oh, my life.
Many of you don't know why my wife stood up. The other day we were thanking God for his help. 7 years ago, where no television. 1 year, no meat in the soup. We got married, we didn't have covenant with meat in our soup. When, if she's passing around the market where they are selling meat, she'll just move her eyes and say, we are coming. But today, if we want to be eating chicken and goat every day, God has blessed us. We got married, she had 2 shoes. Then with the one I arranged for her on her, in her box, that they said that one is a criteria to carry her. But today, the shoes are lined up. I don't know about me. God has been faithful to me. I want to sing that song and wave your hands to him.
While we sing of the goodness of God, sing all my life,
sit in God's house. So because of God's faithfulness, when you are coming any day to God's presence, you come with your love offering. Some of us, after this service, you will need to sit yourself down and say, no, God has been faithful to me, so why should I be giving God this kind of offering? So when you see people with covenant sense, one offering, you see somebody giving 100,000, you see somebody giving 1 million, then you ask, yeah, for waiting. You don't know how God has blessed this person. That's the reason why I give God what I'm giving to him today. Things to note about love offering number 2. You demonstrate your love for God when you give willingly and joyfully. You demonstrate your love for God when you give willingly and joyfully. During offering is not the time that you squeeze your face, or when they are talking about sow a seed to a program, then you are squeezing your face. No, you should be happy to give to God. Now hear this. Obadabada, the one that sits in the heaven, the one that created you in your mother's womb, the one that decided that, oh, on the millions of sperm, it is you that should come forth and say, give me offering. Then you said, wait for waiting. No. I mean, this God is acting and saying, give to me. Anytime you are coming, give to me. If I were you, it is wisdom to give. Imagine now, I tell you, I say, give to me. You should look at my value and say, Kai, this man has been blessing us. Let me give to you. Hear me and hear me well. It's a privilege to give to God. Write it down. It's a privilege to give to God. Anytime you are giving your offering, see it as a privilege to give to God. Things to note, number 4. Things to note, number 4. Anytime you are coming to God's house, come with an offering. Anytime you are coming to God's house, come with an offering. Cultivate a habit of arranging and organizing your offering from your home before coming to God's house. Cultivate a habit of organizing and arranging your offering from home. In other words, you can decide to buy your personal envelopes. This is what I want to give to God next Sunday. So on Monday you can arrange it. Or on Saturday, by the blessings of God for that week, you get something. Fix it inside the envelope. Then fix it inside your Bible. So when you are coming for a meeting, you are coming with your offering. Organize it. No offering time. 1,000. Go inside. Go inside. 500. What's that? There are some of us that your hand can even feel it. And say, this one is 20 there. No. Organize it. Tell your neighbor, organize it. to note number 5 now. Your offering eliminates suffering from your life. Your offering eliminates suffering from your life. This is the reason why we give. Anytime we give, you know that you are telling, you are saying to God, take away suffering from my life. So your offering is what prevents suffering from your life. If you discover you are suffering too much, check your offering. And number 6, your offering makes sure that your life is not empty. Your offering makes sure that your life is not empty. Your offering makes sure that your life is not empty. God sees to it that you are daily loaded with his benefit. God sees to it that you are daily loaded with his benefit. So it is your offering that makes sure that your life is not empty. God sees to it that he loads you daily with his benefit. Things to note number 7 now. See your giving and releasing of your offering as a great privilege and opportunity to give to God. See your giving and releasing your offering as a great privilege and opportunity to give to God. Great privilege, great opportunity to give to God. So everyone, take advantage of the privilege to give to God. And as you do that, your life, your destiny will not remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 5. Covenant principle which every believer should engage in. Number 5. Give to the poor and less privilege. Let's do this with the speed of light. Give to the poor and less privilege. The book of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Now we're supposed to go to first fruit offering, but we have spoken so much about first fruit offering on this mountain. So because of our time, we'll have a carryover on first fruit offering. So, giving to the poor and less privilege. Proverbs 19 verse 17. Yes.
Proverbs 19 verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord.
He that hath pity on the poor lend it to God. The word lend means you just borrowed God money. You see a poor man, you see a poor boy, you see a poor girl that has no clothes. This person has been doing wash and wear. And you saw that, oh, you have so many clothes. Then you package one of the best of your clothes, 1, 2, 3. Then you carry it and go and give to the person. What you just did was you just borrowed God. This person has no food to eat. Then you have money. Then you decided you carry 5,000. You sold it at the seed to that person. What you did was you borrowed God money. He that have pity upon the poor, lend it to God. Just borrowed God. The book of Proverbs, everyone. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 13. Proverbs 21, verse 13. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 21, verse number 13. The Bible said, whosoever stops his ear at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Whosoever stoppeth his ear at the cry of the poor. Meaning, this person say, I have not eaten, no. And it's your neighbor. The little child is saying, they don't give us food yesterday night. Oh. And you heard it. And you didn't do anything about them. You said, I'm your father. Come on. Meaning that thing that you did, you too, you will cry in prayer. God will not hear you. Look at the scripture. In other words, when you hear the poor crying, please answer them. This person, yes, you could see poverty all over the person. The person is wearing one cloth. And every time the Spirit of God is telling you to do, and you say no, your next devil was tied to that obedience to help that person, but you just missed it. Giving to the poor and less privilege. Look at Psalm 41 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 41, verse 1 and 2. Yes.
Verse 1 and 2. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble.
Ah! A man is blessed if he consider the poor. The Bible says, the Lord will deliver him when he's in trouble. Meaning, as soon as you enter into trouble for helping the poor, God will come to take you out. Hi. Meaning, the days of trouble, your deliverance is tied to what you do to the poor today. Look at verse number 2. Yes.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies.
The Lord will preserve him for giving to the poor. God will preserve him and keep his life for giving to the poor. The reason why you are alive is so that you can continue giving. No wonder Dorcas died. The widows that came say, no, Peter, if anybody should die, should be Nancy, not Dorcas. If there's anybody should die, should be Okoro, not Dorcas. Do you know that in churches there are people that they are wealthy and people will say, if somebody died, then they say, ah, why would this good person die? Why not be Mazi and die? Well, they're stingy. They are crying, no? They are calling another person's name. That one have money misrolled. You get money, no, they help anybody. How would this kind of good person die? It should be dying. Have you heard people say that? I've heard people said it. When my late dad, when he died, a woman came. The woman was crying. He said, this man, dead, dead, dead. Why you not going to look for someone? They called one, somebody in our church, called his name. I said, this man, you die. And I said, that's a sin problem. This man, you die instead of this pastor. Pastor, that'd be good to me. So how would I get? So the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. For giving to the poor, you'll be blessed so that you can give more to the less privileged. No wonder you see God's servants, they come year in, year out, they bring bags of rice, they call the less privileged, please come and carry. What they are doing is they are installing the blessing for themselves. Why not join the queue? If you look very well, you see someone that you are better than. If you, oh God, we went for missions one time and the clothes were not wearing in Makodi. Oh God, the first day of the mission, they gave clothes to the villagers. The next day, I saw somebody wore my, meaning this clothes, if you tell me to even wear it, or if I can't give to anybody here. But that guy, if you saw the way he wore it and was posing, was coming, and I said, Jesus, the guy was meaning what you say you don't need for somebody else is this Christmas clothes. If you are here, say amen. Now, things to note or take note of the following. Number one, whatever level you are presently, you are better than someone else. You must know this. Whatever level you are presently, you are better than someone else. If you look carefully, you will see somebody you are better than. Things to note. Number two, the reason why God blesses his children is because he wants them to be channels of blessing. The reason why God blesses his children is because he wants them to be channels of blessings. In bracket, distribution centers. Distribution centers. The reason why God will bless you is so that you can become a channel of blessing. I mean, the clothes, the shoes only came to you through you to give to someone else. The suit only came to you to give to someone else. The native only came through you. Meaning God knows that if he gives to you, you give to someone else. This is how to experience and manifest supernatural shift. Papa said it in the anniversary. Say, one of the ways to shift to the next level, help someone to achieve his goal and his vision. God will help you to achieve your own. If you are here, say amen. Those of us on campus, can I advise you that your roommate, treat that roommate well, because you don't know where people will meet tomorrow. You don't know where people will meet tomorrow. Treat your neighbors well, because you don't know where people are going to meet tomorrow. Everyone you see around you, treat them well, because you don't know what they are going to become tomorrow. Note this, or things to note, number three. Give to the poor and less privileged is borrowing God your money. Is borrowing God your money. Proverbs 19, verse 17. Giving to the poor is borrowing God your money. Things to note, number four. Giving to the poor is sowing against poverty. You will need to note this. Giving to the poor is sowing against poverty. Look at Proverbs 28, verse 27a. Proverbs 28, verse 27b. Giving to the poor is sowing against poverty.
Proverbs, yes. 28, verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack.
He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Meaning, as you are giving to the poor, this is what you are doing. You are sowing against poverty. Stop there. You are sowing against poverty. Note this. Giving to the poor, it means you are sowing your way out of poverty. Meaning, anytime you give to the poor, you give to the less privileged, you are sowing your way out of poverty. No wonder you see Alhajis, you see rich men, when they like giving to the poor, they like doing sadaka. This is the mystery. It's God helping us this afternoon. I want you to be armed with principle. When you notice a particular area of your life, how am I going to, then if it's not profit offering, you should be giving to the poor or giving to your parents. You engage it systematically. If you're here, say amen. Number five now, right? Now, giving to the poor provoke internal reward. Internal reward. Giving to the poor, it provokes internal reward. Note this. What you do to the poor, you are doing directly to God. You must know this. He that gives to the poor lendeth to God. So whatever you do to the poor, you are doing it directly to God. Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, that you have done unto me. Right? Meaning, whatever you do to the poor, knowing that you are doing it directly to God. God never forget it. So treat people well. If you are here, say amen. What is my advice and what is my counsel? Just three advice I have for everyone. Number one, don't ever turn your eyes from the poor and less privileged. Don't ever turn your eyes from the poor and less privileged. Don't ever refuse the leading of the Spirit to bless the poor. Don't ever refuse the leading of the Spirit to bless the poor. The Spirit of God is pushing you to sow a seed. Please go ahead and sow. It might be that new shoe you bought from the market and the Spirit of God is leading you to give. Please carry it and give. That's your best suit. Carry it and give. Don't ever refuse the leading of the Spirit to bless the poor. Now, number two. My counsel, number two. Don't ever laugh at the poor or less privileged. You see somebody dressed that up, then you start laughing. Don't ever laugh at the poor or less privileged. See them, so I know, so I don't worry them. Don't ever do that. Don't ever. Don't ever laugh at the poor. Don't ever laugh at the less privileged. Note this. It is people that lack covenant sense that laugh at the poor. It is people that lack covenant sense that laugh at the poor. In the same way, it is people that have covenant sense that helps the poor and less privileged. If it's true you have covenant sense, help the poor and less privileged. So people that lack covenant sense, they laugh at the less privileged. They laugh at them. They laugh them to scorn. See, all these poverty people. Poverty people. I have a relation of mine. You should know who I'm talking to. None is now at the, to the ground floor. Went for my father's burial. He did some certain things. I got angry. Some elders came to him and greeted him because he came with the latest car and all of that. The kind of car that Papa brought for the meeting. He came with the latest model that time. came with it. So an elder came to greet him and all of that. He was just touching the elder on his head like this. I removed money and hit the elder on his head. When I saw it, I just left that place. I said, this is money without meaning. Because an elder came to greet, because of you had money. Do you know what? This guy now is down to ground floor. He's squatting with somebody now. Squatting with somebody. God is already blessing us. God don't allow you to enter your head. Touch an elder in his head like this. They carried the money and hit him on his head. These kind of things, I don't like it. Hallelujah. Now, my advice number 3, apply the principle you have learned immediately. All of the principle of tithing, the principle of prophet offering, the principle of giving to your biological parent, love offering, and now giving to the poor and less privileged. Apply what you have learned immediately. Beloved, you don't need to have all the money in the world to start. Start at your level. You don't need to have all the money in the world to start. Start at your level. Tell your neighbor, start at your level. Now, covenant principle every believer should engage in. Number 6 now is what I call project offering. Project offering. 2 more to go. Project offering. Luke 7 verse 2 to 6. Luke 7 verse 2 to 6. Yes.
Verse 2 to 6. And a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them.
Stop there. This officer sent for Jesus. And I want us to note the category of person that he sent to Jesus. The Bible said, and when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews. This man was wealthy. God has blessed him. So he heard that Jesus was in town. He called the elders. He sent the elders to Jesus. This man loved his servant and wanted Jesus to come and pray. He loved the servant and said, okay, elders, go and beg Jesus for me. When they went to Jesus, look at verse number 5. They were telling Jesus, they said, this man, he loved our nation and has built for us a synagogue. In other words, he has built a church for us. One man built a church. Look at verse number 6 now. And Jesus went with them. When Jesus heard that this man built a church, Jesus said, I'm going. One man built a church. Hear me and hear me well. I want to invoke into our spirit covenant sense. That you come to a level where you tell God, Lord, bless me because of your house. Principle number 6. Or covenant principle every believer must engage in. Number 6. Is what I call project offering. Project offering. What is project offering? This is given to finance God's project. This is given to finance God's project. For example, buying of ministry land, building of God's house, buying of equipment in God's house, sponsoring the media house, buying equipment. We say project offering is given to finance God's project. For example, buying of ministry land, buying or building of God's house. Remember that this man built single-handedly, built a synagogue, built a church for the Jews. See, you see, Everyone, hear me. You will discover that in our country, in Nigeria, as a case study, you will discover that ministries like Living Faith, when you see people that attend Living Faith, they are wealthy. Question is, why? Covenant sense. I don't want to call the name of one ministry, but if you see people that are there, they are very poor. If you teach your people covenant, then they enter into wealth. Why is dunamis? Why are they rich? Why are they wealthy? Very simple. Covenant. Covenant said. They teach their people covenant. Why is redeemed? Why are they wealthy? They teach their people covenant. Let's be wise. As they teach, they obey. As the people obey, God shifts them to the next level. And there are other ministries with their name withheld. When you go there, you see strugglers. If you see two cars parked outside, meaning God has helped them. Everybody is on one level. Why? No covenant sense. A day will break upon us in Zion City. I have already programmed it that there will be a space to park private jets. And the people that will park it, they are hearing the sound of my voice this afternoon.
Amen.
If you say amen, God is locating you.
Amen.
I was saying this to Minister Romer the other day. I said the reason why we are going to build hostels in Zion City is because Tuesday prayer and Friday vigil is a constant. So if you are married, this apartment is for you. Every time you come for vigil, this is your key. You and your wife, after we finish Tuesday vigil, go and rest. In the morning, go to your house. This is wealth with meaning. With meaning. A time will come, this thing will not be in the ministry again. Why? You are blessed beyond measure. The account number is on the screen. If you want to transfer. That we want to hold an anniversary. One person will just come to Papa and say, Papa, don't announce it, sir. It is done. I'm talking about people's destiny. Seated down, hearing the sound of my voice.
Amen.
One man in Remnant went with how many millions and bought crusade equipment, bought crusade van, and brought it to Apostle Remnant and said, don't pray about this thing again. God has answered the prayer. One man. Covenant sense. Why others are still struggling with 1,000 naira in their pocket? As soon as that guy bought the crusade equipment, presently he's using a Prado. They gave him a position in the Senate House. There are things you do, God look at you and say, Yuba, I'm coming for you. When God looks at a man and say, Yuba, I'm coming for you. When God invaded that guy's life, then his mate say, just now, you don't know what I did, so don't complain. Don't complain! Only God knows how many times I emptied my account. So when you see me at the level which I am, don't complain! When we are doing our covenant sense, as if we don't have sense. That's why I call it covenant sense. Because there's a way we operate that you think we don't have sense. See, not everybody can marry me. I'm telling you the truth. There's only one person that can marry me. Because the way I do my covenant thing, and do you know my wife will tell me, he said, and Sarah and Isaac went with Abraham. So just do it, we are following you. Meaning, if you enter, we enter. One year I got tired and I told myself that in this church, see, if you check Truth and Light Gospel Church at Dico Street here, my sacrifice is always on that altar. I can go and count plastic chairs that I bought. Pastor was not aware. I brought to church. Decoration materials. I did it because of I love God. Not that I hold the mic. I said, do you know what? I have bought 21 plastic chairs. Nobody needs to know. Nobody. Northbank Church. I ran Northbank Church. They sent me there as a pastor. No transport. I did my best to furnish the church. That's why the demon of poverty has lost my address long time ago. Not to talk about global body mirror, the things I do. There are things you saw in the anniversary that will take the first step. I emptied my account for it to be done. And when God saw it, he said, I will release supplies. Money started coming from every area. The adversary, was it not a success? Just looked at me and said, Kai, Papa, look at how you're just giving us your ATM card. I said, withdraw everything. Money cannot be in my account. I
and thought has needs money. That day has not broken. So can you be crazy for God like that? Just last week, somebody emptied his account and said, God says you should bring it to me. Meaning I emptied my own for anniversary. Somebody emptied his own account and brought to me. Just last week, I said, God said I should give it to you. I'm teaching my heart this afternoon. I pray you appreciate it. I pray you stand up and say, I have been in poverty for too long. Covenant principle, here I come. I take the first step, tithing. I take the second step, prophet offering. I take the next step, love offering. I take the next step, kingdom investment. You are just doing it and you are moving. Somebody was sharing his testimony. Came out for 1,000 seed. God has exploded his life. 1,000 seed. The last day of the anniversary. Teach us to number our days.
Teach us to live in your ways. Oh Father, help us to live in your way. Oh, teach us to number. Teach us to number our days.
Teach us to live in your ways.
Oh Father, help us to live in your way.
Now let me just read it. Let's go. Let me read. I'm not going to explain. Be looking at me now so that if I'm going to read now. Things to note about project offering. Number one. Building time is prosperity time. Ezra chapter 6 verse number 14.
Verse number 14. And the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered.
Stop there. The elders of the Jews, they built, they prospered. Building time is prosperity time. Note this. Building project time is God's divine strategy to prosper his people. Building project time is God's divine strategy to prosper his people. Anytime a ministry is building, anytime a ministry is about acquiring a land and they want to build, it is God's system to prosper his people. It's God's strategy. Things to note. Anytime God initiates a project, he has decided to bless his people. Anytime God initiates a project, he has decided to bless his people. Things to note number two now. Your project seed make room for you in times of need. Your project seed make room for you in times of need. Your project seed. And blessing was coming, we told the people to sow. The other time we tell the people and said, okay, plastic chair project. Presently now we are on a land project. Project 10,000, project 5,000, project 2,000. Any of the category you want to engage in. Every month, sir, my level is 2,000 every month. Others, my level is 5,000 every month. My level is 10,000 every month. Others, sir, I don't want to be among the 10,000. I want to stay at 50,000, depending on your level. Hear this. One of us came and met me. I said, sir, pray for God to bless me. The ministry foundation, I want to take it. I said, do you know what you are saying? Go and pray. If you know the kind of building you want, he said, sir, you only pray for me. You don't understand. There's some persons that are crazy in this ministry like me. Our head know the house. I told my wife that I'm going to do my best to furnish God's house. Where? So that when I'm building my own, nobody will complain. Me, I like Betate. A mansion I won't leave. So by the time I finish with God's house, and when you come to my house, like the Queen of Sheba, you'll be opening your mouth like this, and you'll be watching. Things to note number three. As far as project giving is concerned, there is no seed sown that is a waste. as far as project giving is concerned, there is no seed sown that is a waste. You are only casting your seed upon the waters, and you will find it after so many days. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 1. Cast your bread upon so many waters. After so many days, you will find it. So as far as project giving is concerned, there is no seed sown that's a waste. You are only casting your seed upon the waters, and you shall find it after so many days. Things to note. Number 4. Your project giving opens doors of breakthrough for you. Open doors of breakthrough for you. Open doors of breakthrough for you. You want breakthrough. Anytime you see a project on, give to it. The reason why we have to bring the project 10,000 to project 2,000 is so that those that my salary is 10,000 is 20,000. You can decide to be doing project 2,000. Every month, you are giving to 2,000 till the end of December. God has blessed me. I'm collecting 50,000, 100,000. You can start doing 10,000, project 10,000, 10,000 every month for the land. It is wisdom. And this was that on our group, I sent a message. I sent a message there telling the people, our global family, that we have an opportunity now to sow into the land. If we buy the land, we will not buy another headquarter land again. Because the land is massive. My friend came here, he told us, say, your pastor, the land that he went and chose is a mega land. Massive. You went with me the other day. You saw how massive the land is. So I want to say to everyone, connect to it. And you know the truth. If you don't give, others will give. They will be blessed, you will not be blessed. So that's the painful part. Tell your neighbor it's time to give. Now, number 5, your project giving gives you victory over challenge. During times of challenge, you have victory. During times of challenge, you have victory. Now, covenant principle you must engage in, number 7 now. We draw the curtain close. Seed faith offering. Seed faith offering. Proverbs 23 verse 18. Proverbs 23 verse number 18. Proverbs 23 verse number 18. The Bible said, surely there's an end. The expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. For surely there's an end, and the expectation shall not be cut short. Covenant principle which every believer should engage in, number 7, is what I call seed faith offering. Seed faith offering. So what is seed faith offering? This is giving, trusting, and expecting something from God. Giving, trusting, and expecting something from God. Now this is what we do every first Sunday of the month. What we call sacrificial seed. I tell the people, I said, come with a seed. Now next Sunday is our sacrificial seed where we sow for the month. Now I do that with revelation. Lord, this month, this is what I'm trusting you for. I put the seed. Now note this as I draw the curtain close. When you sow a seed, it helps you to make reference to your seed in the place of prayer. When you sow your seed faith offering, when you sow it, it gives you the license to make reference to that seed. Lord, I have sown my seed for favor. So where is favor? Remember what Anna did. She went to Shiloh and said, Lord, now give me a son, I give you a prophet. And she laid a sacrifice on God's altar. People of God, this is how to do it. My spiritual father wanted a car. His first car was like mine. Papa's first car was like the car I'm having now. When Apostle Gosman came to town, we followed Papa in his car as sons of the prophet. We went for the crusade. God told Papa to drop the car. Papa told us that he's coming. He said, Papa, he says he's coming. He went home and carried the document of the car. and came. As soon as it was time that God's servant was about leaving the altar, he went to the papers of the car and with the car key dropped it on the altar. How that very day the crusade closed around, they held it in Demekwe here. The crusade closed around 9:10 p.m. I and our father were strolling home. Do you know what was running into our mind? What will mama say? Before papa reached home, mama was tired and slept off. God showed her in a dream that God's servant had sown the car as a seed. So as soon as papa knocked on the bedroom door, then she came and opened the door. She said, "Where is our car?" Papa said, "The Lord has made demand for it." He said, "I just saw it just now." He said, "Thank God that you have seen it. It has gone." For 3 years, God's servant trekked. But right now, look at the calibers of cars he has, free of charge. Rise to your feet, everyone. Decide your destiny. Can you talk to God and say, "Lord, I receive grace to practice covenant principle. I receive grace. Oh Lord, have mercy. I receive grace. Just take him up on this. I know in my father's house, I am the one that God wants to use to take my family out of poverty. So I receive grace to practice covenant principles. I receive grace to practice covenant principles. I receive grace to practice covenant principles. I know I am the one that God wants to use in my father's house. I take responsibility. I take responsibility. I take responsibility. I take responsibility. Jesus, mighty name of prayer. I lift your right hand ever say, "Father,
Father,
I receive grace
to practice
the principle. Lord Jesus, give me no rest until I practice the principle." Open your mouth and say, "Make that your prayer." Lord, give me no rest until I practice the principle. Give me no rest until I practice the principle. Now you are in the crowd, you know that Jesus is not happy with your life. You are saying, "Pastor, pray for me." Wherever you are, I want you to place your right hand on your chest where you are standing. You want to make peace with Jesus? Can you place your right hand on your chest? Someone is knocking at the door of your heart. Jesus is the one knocking at the door of your heart. Place your right hand on your chest.
Someone's knocking at the door.
You know that you're struggling with one or two weaknesses. You're saying, "Pastor, pray for me." Place your right hand on your chest.
Can you hear him?
Place your right hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. You know that you've been falling and rising. Place your right hand on your chest.
Jesus is at the door.
Place your right hand on your chest. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for your mercy. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I promise to serve you from now to eternity. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for cleaning my name from the book of death. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name." And wherever you are, ushers, counselors, just give them the sleep. Let them feel. Give them the sleep. Let them feel. Hallelujah. Now I pray for everyone in this service. Grace to become a covenant practitioner is hereby released.
Amen.
I decrease a new day for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Take your seat in God's house. Give Jesus a clap offering.
We believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onishi. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.